G'day, welcome to Partakers Easter 2016 series, where we are looking at the life of Jesus Christ leading up to the events of Easter and beyond.
Now Jesus Christ quite rightly turns to prayer, firstly praying for himself, then for his 12 disciples, and then finally for all disciples of all generations to follow, which is the church. This prayer in John chapter 17 is probably the pinnacle of revelation in John's gospel. Here we see Jesus' very words revealing an unparalleled intimacy with his Father. John Calvin said in his commentary on this chapter the following: after having preached to the disciples about bearing the cross, the Lord exhibited to them those consolations by relying on which they would be enabled to persevere. Having promised the coming of the Spirit, he raised them to a better hope, and discoursed to them about the splendor and glory of his reign. Now he most properly betakes himself to prayer, for doctrine has no power if efficacy be not imparted to it from above. He, therefore, holds out an example to teachers not to employ themselves only in sowing the word, but by mingling their prayers with it, to implore the assistance of God, that his blessing may render their labor fruitful. In short, this passage of the Lord Jesus Christ might be said to be the seal of the preceding doctrine, both that it might be ratified in itself, and that it might obtain full credit with the disciples. This scene, as portrayed by John, shows the importance of prayer and how, when doing anything for the glory of God, it must be covered in prayer. So firstly, Jesus prays for himself. And central to this part of his prayer is glorification. That is the glorification of himself, in order that God the Father who sent him will be glorified. Glorify is rarely used outside of church circles today, and if it ever is, it is usually in the context of somebody pretending to be better than they really are. Glorify means, in a biblical context, to have the person's true nature disclosed. So in effect, Jesus is saying in John chapter 17 verse 1, may people see me for who I truly am, your son, and may they also through me see your true nature, Father. Praying as he does, just before he knowingly goes to his death on the cross, shows the importance of the cross. For it is through the cross, and that both God the Father and Jesus, his son, will be glorified. Jesus' death on the cross reveals a God of love, faithfulness, and forgiveness. And John chapter 17 verse 4 reveals that it was this purpose that he came, in order to complete the work given. Jesus' entire earthly life has been one to show divine love to all people of every age and class. All his works and words were completed without even a hint of hypocrisy. His entire life was driven by the desire to see sinful people turn back to God for reconciliation and forgiveness. At the cross, and only through the cross, this is achieved. Jesus confidently prays that having laid aside his glory by taking on human form, he will return to God's right hand, having achieved the work of redemption through the cross. The theme of eternal life runs throughout John's Gospel, John chapter 3, 15-16, and John 10, verse 28, for example. And do you know what eternal life is? Eternal life is knowing God personally and intimately, and that is only achieved by faith through Jesus' death on the cross. It is a free offer, and it is open to all people, of all ages and of all time, and of all classes It is the responsibility of all people to take up the offer. Once the offer is taken up, the responsibility is then to tell others of this offer.
Thanks for joining us today on Partakers. Come back every day to www.partakers.co.uk, where there is something uploaded as an MP3 to help you as a Christian disciple in the 21st century. Our books are also available at pulptheology.co.uk and on Amazon. See you later, Dave Roberts.